Just a couple of brief words today on today's saint, an interesting saint, Saint Lawrence Justinian, that he was born in the late 1300s, and from his very youth had grown up very piously, and as they described it, very seriously, not in a sense that he didn't have a sense of humor and could laugh, but that he took his spiritual life in a very serious way, and made sure that he conducted himself with certain restraint, and that restraint garnered respect for him, even at such a young age, that people looked to him in his youth as a model of piety in his life. And this became manifest very quickly, because as he grew older and he turned about 19 years old, he decided that he was called to the religious life and to the priesthood. And so he went and entered into a community that was not far off from where he was. And this community was kind of interesting. It was not per se a religious community. They were technically secular, but they were canons, and they were to live a common life like a religious community there until they got something more established. And so he entered into here and began his studies for the priesthood. When he became when he was ordained a deacon, then his community adopted the rule of Saint Augustine and truly became, became those canons regular of Saint Augustine, that now truly religious in that absolute sense. And he was ordained the following year to the priesthood, and they chose him, even though he was just ordained a priest, they chose him to be the first prior of the house that he was at there the first prior of that newly founded Augustinian community. And so in his youth, that holiness and that seriousness towards his faith was seen by the other community members and inspired them to choose him as such. As time would go on, they'd actually make him the prior general in charge of several different houses, and ultimately the people of that one community looked at him as the founder of the community, even though that was not actually the case. They treated him with such respect due to the holiness that he had as that founder of that house. And that piety that he had did not escape the views of others outside of the house. He was known very well for his great contributions to the poor and the great works that he did for them and for his prayer and for his penance. And the Pope had heard of this and decided that after a while that it was time to make him a bishop, and he made him the Bishop of Castello. But in doing so, not only making him bishop of that one city of Castello, but joining with it several other territories as well, including making him, raising him up to not just a bishopric, but to the level of a patriarch, and made him patriarch of Venice, and which covered a very large swath of territory. In fact, he was the first patriarch of Venice. There had never been one there before, and he took on this new role, having to leave his where he desired to be, which was in that monastery. But he left and took the spirit of the monastery with him into his new office as the bishop, and continued living that very life of poverty that he had with his fellow monks, and continued to give basically everything that he could to the poor, and living that very austere life. Which was something, not only was it something of a great sacrifice, but most especially at those times in the time right before the Council of Trent in Europe, when things needed such great reform, here was the one to begin the Reformation. combination of the true monastic and the religious life and the clerical life. They're living it out for all to see. And because of the level of charity in his giving to the poor and the level of piety that he had, his people, the people of the cities that is bishop over, they not only were inspired by him, but they trusted him without reserve, and they put their lives quite literally into his hands and trusted him when during his bishopric. The city of Constantinople was conquered by the Muslims, and people in Venice and the surrounding areas were greatly disturbed by this, obviously, and were very, very nervous for themselves. They did not know what was going to become of them. Were they going to be the next country to be invaded and taken over by these infidel Muslims? But through great preaching and talking with his people, he was able to restore calm to the Venetians and to bring them that peace of mind, of that they would be okay, and that trust in the providence of God, that if we were prayerful and if we do penance and we make sure that we honor God in the proper way, that he will keep away the Mohammedans, and he will protect us always and guard us because we are his faithful. And he inspired them to do just that, and that was the legacy that he lived out until his very last days. And so Lawrence Justinian is a very interesting saint, and somebody that we should likewise emulate in our lives, especially with the seriousness that we take our faith, that we focus on living it day in and day out, especially in this time, like the time of St. Lawrence Justinian, which is a time which needs a great reformation once again of faith. And by our prayers and our sacrifices and our seriousness towards our faith, perhaps we, through the grace of God, can also inspire a few others to come along with us in practicing the one true Catholic faith. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.